I grew up at a summer camp in northern Ontario, and one of the things that we did, which happened at most camps, is the boys sat on one end of the main lodge and the girls sat on the other at every meal. But one day a year, they had this thing they called cotillion, where you could ask a date, and then they sat boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl, and they fancied up the whole room, and they had tablecloths and everything. So when I was 15, I asked Diana to go, and she said no. She said no because Clifford was taking her. But of course, I viewed no as a complete and total rejection of everything, of who I was and what I stood for, because she must have known who I truly was and had rejected me. Then at dinner, they stand up and they announce the names of each people so that you know where to walk in and find your name tag. They're calling names. And then they say, that's it. And there's five of us standing out front, just left behind. Again, a rejection, and no, clearly they had decided that I wasn't worthy of going in. And you say, well, you know, 15-year-olds, you get rejected. Last year I was at a big fancy brainstorming event where they invited 30 people to come, and we're all fancier than everybody else, and we're sitting there doing the cocktail part, and they say, okay, everyone go have a seat, and everyone go sits down at this one big long table, and there are 29 seats at the table, and one's missing. And I'm the last guy to sit down. And there it is all over again, the same thing, what no means. No means someone has judged you accurately, really understood who you are, and rejected you. And when you say it that clearly and that baldly, it's obvious that that's not what's happening. What's actually happening is when you brought someone your project, it had a story to it. Not the story you wanted to tell, but the story they heard. And that story collides with their story, the story of who they are, the story of where they are, the story of how they deal with a project and an opportunity and something new. And if your project and your story don't match their story, the answer, the default answer, the answer we always go to is no, or later, or not right now, or even maybe. But rarely the joyful commitment of yes, the change of yes, the yes of change. That rarely happens. So what we must do if we want to make work, if we want to be a professional, what we must do is realize that no is not about us. And no is not about being left standing out because someone planned to have you standing outside. All no means is your story didn't work this time. All no means is maybe you need a better story, or it might mean the person you're selling to needs a better story. But it's not about you. Let me give you a way to think about this. Learning from a $5 bill. Get yourself, I don't know, half a dozen $5 bills. It'll cost you $30. Walk up to somebody at the train station and say, would you like to buy this $5 bill from me? I'm selling it for a dollar. Now, you know deep down that a $5 bill is worth $5 and that someone would have to be an idiot to not buy it from you for a dollar. When you walk up to someone and make this offer to them, 99 times out of 100, they won't even answer you, or they will just say no and move along. Because their default story is, don't buy stuff from strangers in train stations, for good reason, particularly bus stations. No stranger is going to offer you a good deal in a bus station. Don't do it. It doesn't matter that your $5 bill is worth $5, and their $1 bill is only worth $1. What matters is that their default is no. Or consider this alternative. Put a $5 bill in an envelope and drop it unsigned in your neighbor's mailbox. Tomorrow, do the same thing. The third day, ring your neighbor's doorbell and say, I'm the guy who's been leaving you $5 bills. Here's another $5 bill, and walk away. The fourth day, do it again. Now on the fifth day, ring the bell and say, want to buy a $5 bill for a dollar? The chances of him buying the $5 bill are 100%, because the story he is telling himself about how crazy you are is clear, that he is now trusting you to be the $5 tooth fairy, the person who shows up with $5 bills. And obviously, a $5 bill is worth $5. I'll buy it from you for a dollar. So when people reject you, they aren't rejecting you because of you. They're rejecting the fact that they don't think your $5 bill is worth $5. And they're telling you that right now, I'm not in the mood to pay a dollar for anything. I'm in the bus station. I'm in the train station. So when we think about bringing our work to the world, what we must start by doing is saying, it's our work, it is not us. We must say, it might not work because someone might not want to buy the story we are here to tell them. And once you can do that, you can forgive yourself and make a piece of art.